Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 6th. Tesla is teasing the start of deliveries of the Model Y vehicle with the new Midnight Cherry paint job, a new color added to the automaker's lineup. Elon Musk has been talking about Tesla finally releasing new colors, but it has been linked to a new Most Advanced paint shop at Gigafactory Berlin. Over the last few months, Tesla has brought Model Ys with those colors around Europe for a sort of promotional tour, but deliveries have only started now, again, just in Europe. Tesla said that the new color is coming to the Middle East later this year, and we still have no word on when we can expect it here in the U.S. We don't imagine it's happening terribly fast, as it may be linked to the capabilities of the manufacturing plant, which Tesla North American factories don't have any announcements such yet. Gigafactory Mexico could have one, but the site is expected to be finished by the end of the year, and no specified announcement on whether it will have a paint shop. Tesla has reportedly secured a large order of interior parts for the Cybertruck worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Tesla has shown strong, albeit not terribly committed demand for the Cybertruck, gathering over a million reservations with just $100 of a refundable deposit. The scale of such a popular and totally new vehicle is bound to leave a trail, and looking at parts supplies is a good place. Reports are coming from a Korean supplier called Sion Ehwa, a manufacturer of interior automotive parts, confirming a large order amounting to $230 million U.S. dollars. The company will supply A, B, and C pillars, the amount of which we're not quite certain. Most recently, Tesla said that it plans to start Cybertruck production this summer and hold a ceremonial delivery event around the end of the third quarter. Three brand new and classic Tesla Roadsters could sell for as much as $1 million. Earlier this week, we reported on a story about three brand new original Tesla Roadsters that were found sitting in a shipping container in China for over a decade. We don't know the condition of the battery packs, but they're most likely dead and therefore the vehicle bricked. But nevertheless, the auctioning company Gruber Motors reports having received seven bids over the last few days, including one for $500,000 for all three vehicles. They told us, Gruber Motors told us that is, that they expect them to sell for much more, possibly double. Ford is set to reopen orders for the incredibly popular F-150 Lightning truck on May 9th. However, this time, no reservation is needed. Before this, customers needed a reservation and were invited to place an order through the F-150 Lightning Reservation to Order program, but now dealers and Ford.com orders will be accepted. Ford recently raised the MSRP on the Lariat Standard pickup from $74,474 to $75,974. Similarly, the MSRP on the Platinum trim jumped from $96,874 to $98,074. Now, despite the production hurdle of earlier this year, Ford aims to triple the number of trucks that they build to 150,000 by the end of the year. New video footage shows two different Kia EV9 models testing without camo before it goes on sale later this year. It looks pretty big, actually. The Kia EV9 is the Korean automaker's second dedicated EV behind the EV6, and it's going to ride on Hyundai's eGMP 800-volt platform. The flagship is set to have a wealth of features, including what Kia is calling, quote, true SUV capabilities. Size-wise, it's in the same ballpark as the Kia Telluride, but just slightly smaller than the Ford Explorer. The EV9 is expected to go on sale in the U.S. in the fourth quarter of 2023, although no pricing has been announced. At Electrek, we're guessing somewhere around a starting price of $55,000 to $60,000. Fisker Incorporated delivered its first electric Ocean SUV model to a customer at a new facility in Copenhagen, Denmark. The Ocean is Fisker's first electric vehicle since revamping the brand in 2016, after Hendrik Fisker's previous startup called Fisker Automotive went bankrupt in 2013. Now, since the public debut at the 2022 LA Auto Show, the Ocean SUV has gathered considerable interest. The owner received their first model from Hendrik Fisker himself at the facility that was just opened up. Fisker expects to deliver all Ocean One models by the end of September, while also delivering Ocean Extreme deliveries the same month. As far as the U.S. deliveries, there's no official announcement on that front. Audi released its first quarter 23 earnings on Friday, showing a 43% rise in EV deliveries. The increase comes despite a weaker market in China, with overall deliveries falling nearly 16% year-over-year in that region. As a result, Audi's total EV share reached 8.2%, up from 6.2% in the last year. Audi's revenue climbed 18.2%, yet despite the top-line growth, Audi's operating profit fell by nearly 60% due to raw material hedges in the first quarter. Audi will launch the Q6 e-tron later this year, sparking a new EV era, as they call it, including 10 fully electric models by late 2025. The lion's share of Audi's planned investment is going towards EV development and digitization, as it intends to release electric only from 2026 and onward. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Irvin Wright says, "Love your sense of humor. Aptera's off-road package is thrilling to me also, as well as hilarious." Well, thank you, Irvin. Perhaps there's something I don't quite understand about driving a three-wheeled autocycle off-road, but my instincts tell me that that would be an uphill battle, to say the least. If the Aptera can make it to the gravel parking lot of my favorite trails, then I would consider that a win. But for a long wheelbase and the third wheel making obstacle avoidance quite difficult, I really wouldn't commit to too much myself. I am super excited for the Aptera, and I have really high hopes for what it can do on the road, but off the road, I really don't know what to expect. I'm not much of an off-road aficionado in the first place, other than mountain biking, so perhaps there's something that I'm missing. Maybe the Aptera is the perfect off-road machine. Maybe there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Who knows? Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.